Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved friends, and welcome to Divine Experience with your host, Dr. Dacia Smith. You just heard the rendition of O Holy Night by Martina McBride, one of my favorite renditions, modern renditions of that Christian hymn. And we are officially in the Christmas season. It is certainly my favorite time of the year, obviously because we are centering on the birth of Jesus Christ, even though he was not born in December of our present calendar year we use, but this is the time that we center and reflect on his birth and what his birth into the world means for us as Christians in our lives. How we serve him and follow him and glorify and honor him. And then as well as we come to the close of the calendar year, thinking back on all that we have learned, the knowledge that we have gained in retrospect, what Jesus has taught us. And we are going to be talking about spiritual reflections for 2015 in our show today. But first, let me just go over some praise reports that I'd like to share. Number one, Thanksgiving break just passed. It was great to have that time, refreshing time with family and just coming together, expressing and recognizing the gratitude that we have. So, all the Lord has given us. I certainly did officially start my Christmas grading activity and all of the things that I do now annually and have done for the last couple of years is a Christmas card wall that just displays through the years different Christmas greeting cards that I've received. And I just love looking at that. I have a huge bed that is at the living room and then my dining area. But something like, you know, almost 100 cards, you know, over the years. So indeed it is a blessing to be thought of and considered and remembered, you know, at this time of year. And we have Christmas break coming up in 3 weeks for me as a teacher, so we're certainly looking forward to that. Also, my son will be 16 in a couple of weeks, and exactly 2 weeks from tomorrow. And so we're going to begin to, you know, put together his celebration, that super 16th time that's coming for him. Just kind of have a weekend set you know, of activities and events that he would like to do, what he finds entertaining. So getting that together as well. The greatest blessing that I had this Thanksgiving time was being able to serve dinner at the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center here in Memphis. And indeed, it was just so fulfilling, and it was truly, even though I loved the time, this was your effort, really, you know, meaningful with these individuals. You know, it's a blessing to be a blessing, as I've said so many times before. And also today, I got a chance to interview a young lady who is a prospective Vanderbilt student applying for admission to Vanderbilt Grad School of Music. So I had the opportunity to interview her this afternoon, being an alumni, I'm on an interview committee, and just hearing about not only her various accomplishments, but definitely outreach efforts in terms of humanitarianism, about a young person's passion and zeal for helping others who may be disadvantaged or underprivileged. And so I just want to talk about some of the prayer requests as well. Do you have a friend of the family, longtime friend of the family, who's in the hospital with some pancreatic problems, asking to keep him in prayer? And I actually covered two mandatory trainings, online trainings that we're required to do for our place of employment on the flu and preventative measures for the flu, as well as stress management. So I do want to just, those individuals in prayer, those who may be suffering from flu symptoms, as well as those who are overloaded with stress and stressful situations in their lives. And prayer as well for people, myself included, on lessons learned, just enlightenment, discovery on lessons learned throughout this calendar year that we can apply going forward, you know, in our lives next year to make better, wiser decisions that would be pleasing to the Lord. So let's have prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for not only this holiday time that we can, you know, come together and family, loved ones, friends, but also Father God, that it is as well a time that we can really center, focus, and concentrate on what you've given us. Us and how you bless us, and in turn provide that blessing. Amen. So, people of influence for this week, I just want to again acknowledge those in service on Thanksgiving Day. My son and I met some members of Temple of Faith Church. They had their outreach as well there. And together, we really made a phenomenal stellar team. And so I thank God for their passion and giving heart. So I want to go over some scripture verses today on what does the Bible say about lessons learned and learning from fear not lying with you, be not dismayed, for I am God, I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will upload you a whole. I think he's a good person. I said, what is God that I made these slideshow presentations and I found with pictures over the years and I spent them uploading a Google Drive and Google Photos and all of these kind of things. So that upload up front. Isaiah 41 says, fear not, God, if you do not say, I'm God. Thank you that I will help you. I will uphold you with all righteous life. First Corinthians 11. Now these things happened to them as examples that they put down on the center on whom the end of the ages has come. Proverbs 11. See, when pride comes next to disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. Philippians 3:13. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and towards what lies ahead. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, saying that you'll never forget the righteous and the good. Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but has not been perfected in love. James 1:2-4, one of my favorite passages. How do y'all join that? That is when you saw the various times you know the testing of your faith to be steadfastness, and that steadfastness has to be set, you know, be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And then Psalm 145:14, the Lord upholds all the fallen, grace the fall to bow down. So, before we go into our focal topic today on recognizing and understanding the lessons in our lives, I want to first go over some tips and managing stress. But I want to be diving a little deeper to look at certain biblical characteristics, situations to what I understand about managing stress in our lives. And these are just five points that I extracted from scripture. Number one, set aside prayer time daily. We look at Daniel and we look at David and we look at Hannah. These are examples of biblical characters that they did with God. And it did help with their stress, anxiety, nervousness, and so forth, the different situations in life, people feeling trauma, feeling disappointment, etc. Because they and get continually worried. Number two, singing songs of praise to the Lord, which is rejuvenating, uplifting, and inspiring. Think of the evening of singing songs in the wilderness for the 40 years, you know, due to their own misgivings and how they arrived off course, but, you know, a lot of what helped them through that time is, you know, thinking about it. They can emerge from that. And number three, seek out spiritual mentorship. You know, when Saul sought out advice, we all need spiritual mentors. The disciples, you know, the Lord. Number four, casting our cares upon Jesus, releasing our anxiety. And this is a feeling for us. But we have talked about the bad, what we did in the life to be such a burden for us. And then number five, of course, we join the company of family and friends. You know, Jesus was so successful. His friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, his friends, his disciples. You know, he wasn't always 100%. Work centered every single moment of the single day. He was always engaged in ministry of some sort in terms of taking opportunities to certainly inform people and share the good news because he himself was the good news. But he was enjoying other things. Give us friendships and different types of activities. Because my vision for this is that we should be able to take our time to do this. know, really break down. So number one, it's a thing of speaking yourself. A, to enumerate the lessons as possible. So this certainly is the way. We look at this once per day. You know, for example, one may be taken, just depending on whatever your personal life. But if because in the next step, which is B, examining the principles of that is having greater responsibility than God. I learned, you know, very, very important lessons about, you know, taking time to drink water and cleansing my system. Seems like something that might sound very important, but I have, you know, greatly increased my water intake, especially the last few months, helped with the way I feel, the way I digest all of that. Something that, you know, I maybe knew in theory, but you know, the practice and something might be, you know, seeming small, but it's key in terms of its impact on me. So, just the specific principles, what are we taking with us from that lesson? You know, maybe forgiveness, release, heartache, and I did not accomplish this because the way for him and his work through us. So, maybe those lessons learned regarding that, or, you know, being careful to live within our means or some you learn in that respect. And then lastly, you know, evaluating in terms of what will change from this point going forward. And I think that, you know, the key to really growing in Christ Jesus is not only enduring a trial and surviving the trial, but progressing can be very incremental. You know, I don't think we need to look at, you know, having some overnight, miraculous, magical type of success that takes place instantaneously, because I think that oftentimes in these situations, Jesus works with us, you know, in small baby steps, but the point is that we're continually going forward. We're not regressing. We're not reverting to old ways and old habits. We don't backslide. And that's really the key, you know, that the lessons that we learn, we truly are applying what God is trying to tell us so that we have better lives, stronger lives, more fulfilling lives, more spiritually enriched and enhanced lives. I know personally, as I make my list, my lessons learned, you know, I'm going to, and a big, one of my biggest lessons for this year, for this year, that's a lesson every year that I learn, but there's always a new aspect of it, you know, in my life. You know, the lesson of, you know, letting go and relinquishing areas that I don't have total control over and really any control. And just, you know, allowing God to use me as he would desire to use me in those particular situations. But, you know, I have been I've been incredibly blessed this year, and so I definitely today to put that lessons learned log or list into place so that by the time December 31st gets here, you're not rushing trying to think about, okay, Lord, this is what I learned this year, you know, in the last 2 hours before midnight, you know, trying to gather all of your thoughts, you know, from 365 days. That's not fair to you. And, you know, it's really not fair to rush that type of conversation in our lives than that. So, again, you know, it can be, it can reveal, you know, a lot of things about ourselves and our circumstances and our relationships to other people. But in my opinion, it's so worth it because year by year, as the Lord allows us to live, we need to be maturing in the faith. And part of maturing in the faith is to not repeat the same patterns, not go into the same situations year after year that have us down, have us frustrated, that have us that's not something that he wants us to do. So again, you're certainly being prayer for each and every individual on that. And we have a yucky, rainy evening here, so I'm glad. I praise God that I'm in, and my son and I are in and out of the, you know, nasty, disgusting, lucky weather that we have. I pray for him, pray for me, and I pray that for each and every one of you as well. And I hope to be before you next week. Have a blessed evening.